That's what I'm talking about. Happy, happy weekend. It is Friday. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Your time check. Brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's 6:08. I don't know about you, but man, oh man, long week, too much to do, just craziness. Finally, the weekend, and enjoy. Get into that Friday state of mind, pump it up.
Does it feel like a week since you took the long weekend?
No.
Doesn't that seem like a month ago?
Yes, it does.
This week was a month long. I need another break.
Yep. I need another vacation.
Bob,
yeah.
I think everyone would agree. You deserve it. Take the next 2 days off.
Thank you.
Don't we agree, friends? Shouldn't Bob take the next?
Wow.
Okay. Take the next 2 days off.
I don't know. I'm just feeling a little frazzled.
What's a lot going on?
Anxiety. Yeah. And then, I don't know. Can't quite figure it out. But, you know, I always turn to the good Lord, say a little prayer. Please forgive me for being a wuss. There's people that have real problems and issues in their lives, and I clearly have been very, very blessed. So help me to shut my internal pie hole. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
There you go. That's a good prayer there, Bob.
Well, and maybe if others can use it, go with it. No, here to help. I do. Yes. I pray every day. I want to do your will. And, you know, what can I say that might make a difference in someone's life? Because that's the blessing of doing what we do, right?
Mm-hmm.
And
we love it.
Yeah. We love it, like the Love Boat. Maybe you'll meet someone special. Every trip is something new.
Love. Exciting and new. Come aboard.
All the guest stars.
We're expecting you.
I can't believe you wore your three-piece polyester suit, Greg. I mean, just to be in the whole theme of things.
But doesn't the white look good on me?
Are you gonna? Yeah. Well, with that baby blue trim, especially.
Oh yeah, the big collar.
It's always a good time on the Love Boat. What was the one lady that was on there? Was kind of cute. What
Julie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of like Julie.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, the reason we played that music is because it's Friday. We just want to have fun. But there is another purpose.
There is that.
Jack Jones, the guy that actually did that theme song, he's passed away at the age of 86.
Anybody our age or a little, younger or older, man, that was back in the day when TV shows all had theme songs.
Most people our age were out partying, having a good time, but Greg was home watching Love Boat. He's what we would call an old soul, you know what I mean?
I was singing along with Jack Jones.
Yes, absolutely. You were.
I was. Hey.
Jack Jones passed away last night at 9:17 p.m. Eisenhower Hospital after battling leukemia for well over 2 years. His rep said in a statement shared with Fox News, he passed peacefully, holding hands with his wife, Eleonora, and his beloved toy poodle, Ivy. Yep. He was born in 1938 to movie stars Alan Jones and Irene Hervey. Jones was destined for greatness at a young age. So
there you go.
Well, a very, very famous, well-known song.
Oh, big time.
Bringing back big memories for Greg. What was that girl's name again that you dreamed about?
Julie.
Oh. Yeah. Oh, no, we didn't talk about the dream on air. I'm sorry.
Man.
I didn't mean to.
Mic's on, Bob.
Yeah. Well, you could pay me back here, and it wouldn't be true. Actress Susan Olsen, who played Cindy Brady. No, I never had a crush on her. It was Marcia.
Yes,
But actress Susan Olsen, no, she hasn't passed away. This isn't the rest in peace
segment of the show.
Right. No. She has revealed that a very woke reboot of the famed series that they were going to put out, I guess.
Yeah.
She made sure it got axed.
Wow.
Yeah, because she's conservative. She's politically conservative, and she didn't want some woke weirdo version of a thing being done.
Good for her.
Speaking to, hashtag Walkaway Campaign podcast last week, Olsen said the reboot idea came after the cast reunited 2019 HGTV series, A Very Brady Renovation, focused on giving a makeover to a house so it could resemble the 1970s TV series Brady Home.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
It earned 28 million viewers and was the network's most watched premieres ever. So they were onto something there. I always thought that was a cool house. I mean, I know the exterior was one thing and the other was a soundstage, but yeah, it was cool. Well, Dad was an architect.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd expect it to be something kind of cool. The ratings of the series then sparked producers to begin working on a revival TV series that was to have a number of diverse ideas behind
it.
Oh,
I'll bet it was.
Yeah, that whole, let's be creative. No, you're copying an old show.
Yeah.
But, and let's make sure we check the boxes.
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't matter if it fits or if it's going to be funny or if it's going to work. Doesn't matter. You got to check the boxes.
Well, if you notice when you watch, depending on the network who's running it, you watch some classic films like Gone with the Wind. And there's actually disclaimers at the beginning because that movie contains things that aren't necessarily culturally currently acceptable. You know, slavery, black women working for the family, whatever. But they actually put disclaimers on those classic films these days.
Yeah. Yeah, because the past is different than the present. That's amazing.
Wow.
I'm glad they have that little disclaimer.
So you know.
I wouldn't have been able
you
to figure it out. Yeah. Olsen's politically conservative Senator Cindy Brady character was to be portrayed as a libertarian-styled podcaster.
Yeah. Okay, fair.
Meanwhile, Jan Brady, Eve Plum, would be an outspoken liberal who had a transgender child.
Oh, my goodness.
And one of the Brady women would be married to a black man.
Let's check all the boxes.
That's what I'm saying.
As we go along here.
Yeah. And Greg,
Your name, be nice. Bob.
I'm afraid to go
be
there.
Nice. Okay.
The Cindy Brady actress said that in this way, the show would be diverse, like the Roseanne series, where ideals conflicted, but in the end, everyone loved and respected each other. Her reboot had a family with completely different political opinions, and in the end, they all love and respected each other. But Olsen says the plans all came crashing down when producers discovered that she was fired from a radio gig in 2016 for engaging in a homophobic rant.
Wow.
Yeah.
In other words, there was something that she didn't agree with and she spoke her opinion.
What?
That's another way of
saying
the same
thing. We're never looking for diversity of opinion, Greg.
Apparently not.
I just got a note from the Center for Disinformation, otherwise known as you'll say what the government approves of otherwise.
Oh.
Yeah. And here we are, and it is Friday, and I'm so happy. A lot of things going on locally. Yeah, we'll start to go through some of those things, including the WEC Food and Wine Festival, which is not this weekend. But we're going to start giving pairs of tickets away on Monday. More details coming up on 97.3 The Sky. Random noises from yours truly, Bob Rose. Thank you very much. Everybody, let's do a radio show. Greg, what do you say?
We're here. Might as well. You know, got up early and all.
What kind of stunt are you going to do? You're going to be stunt boy today.
Yeah, that's me. Right.
Yeah. Oh, it is 6:22. Your time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Friday, we made it through the weekend. A couple of great guests. 8:05, we're going to have Ludi Bond on from the Florida Forest Service.
She's on fire.
She is.
Yeah.
I was going to say she's a professional pyromaniac, but that might not be the politically correct way to deal with that. But
no, she might not like
it. We always look forward to seeing and hearing from her. And Stafford Jones, longtime active conservative Republican political guy in the community, and he's going to do the amendments clarification and some discussion there. That's at 9:05. You might want to tune in. If you haven't cast your vote yet, he'll present you with more information on the amendments, which can be confusing. So, you know, we want everybody to go in there with a clear idea what they're voting for.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we got that coming up. Then we've got the old illegal immigration.
Wow.
What was it that Trump said? Here it is. Trump in Arizona. Kamala's migrant invasion disqualifies her from the presidency. I got to tell you, some might say that's a little over the top. Absolutely not. No, it is not.
No, it's not.
We've got to stop people like that in their tracks. Look, you don't listen to the rhetoric. You watch the action. Opening the borders the way they did purposefully, make no mistake about it, purposefully open the borders. That hinges on almost, or right there at the edge of, like, treason.
Yes, absolutely.
And it went on, and millions. I mean, it was, what's the difference between that and invasion? I mean,
yeah.
What is the difference between that and an invasion? He's absolutely right. She's
still going on.
Her and, you know, Biden. Who are they looking out for when they did that?
Yeah. Not Americans, obviously.
No, and Bernie Moreno, Republican Senate candidate for Ohio, he said Americans spend $110,000 per illegal migrant per year.
Okay.
That's about double, isn't it, the average American's wage?
Yeah.
The average, the mean wage or whatever, how $110,000 per illegal migrant per year.
That's so wrong.
Now, again, we say, well, that we can't do that. That's unsustainable. You're right. But that, once again, is this whole Kamala Biden and the far left and their idea of Marxism, they have to crush. See, America, the infrastructure, the core has to be crushed. They're going to crush it financially and other ways, but let's talk about financially. We're already deep in debt. And they're doing everything they can to deplete all the resources that we have available now. I mean, there are hurricane victims that are waiting for help. But the folks that are illegally here, they don't have to wait. They're helped immediately. In fact, whenever they do hire people, they want to tout it like, look what we're doing for border security.
Mm-hmm.
And you know it's a lie. No, you're not doing it for border security. You're doing it for paperwork, additional help to house these people, additional help to transport. That's security. It's anything but. So anyway, it is part of a bigger overall plan. One of the things they want to do, you crush America, and then they can rebuild it in their social justice, diversity kind of minds or whatever.
That's a scary thought.
They're very scary. They're very dangerous people. They will say, they will use deceit and deception beyond anything we've ever seen in politics before, and that in itself is saying something. Americans spend $110,000 per illegal migrant per year. If you think that's a good idea, you go ahead and you vote for Kamala. If you think that's a good idea. I mean, this is something that impacts everybody. Because what are they using that money for? Food? Rent? Oh, yeah, that's right. Food costs are up, and there's a housing crisis. Huh. Okay.
See, when you say it in such a logical manner that everyone can understand, and everyone listening most likely agrees with you, mm-hmm. but yet you can drive through Gainesville, and they've got, you know, the little list of, you know, all lives matter, you know, the whole little, like...
All lives matter except fetuses, but go ahead.
But the 8 or 9 things, and one of them mm-hmm. is no one is illegal. No one is illegal. Huh.
But if I trespassed on their property and went into their home, I wonder if they wouldn't attempt to call law enforcement because mm-hmm. they would feel like I am on their property illegally.
Now see, that's logical.
But right.
But they haven't gone there.
But breaking into the sovereignty of a nation
uh-huh.
is not really breaking in. It's perfectly acceptable.
No one's illegal.
But don't camp out on their lawn.
Oh, no.
Right. It is 6:28. Happy, happy Friday. The Bob Rose Show podcast available wherever you get your podcast. Download it. Click on subscription. There you go. You won't miss a minute of the show. Greg Cassidy is here as well, of course. And we still have a lot to get to. And it is Friday. Yes. 97.3 The Sky. Happy Friday, happy weekend. It has arrived. Good morning. It is 6:39. It's the Bob Rose Show with Greg Cassidy. Special guest, Greg Cassidy. How many years you been here?
7.
So you're still kind of new.
Yeah, well, you know, still get that new radio announcer spot.
Big plans? What are you doing this weekend?
Probably head over, get me a brat. Maybe a little smoked chicken over at Oktoberfest at Audi Gainesville.
Not because you like food. Not because you like the schmooze, our friends at Audi.
No.
It's because...
Yes, we are the official radio sponsor of Ronald McDonald House.
Which all the proceeds go to benefit, and it's a great cause.
It is.
And, let's be honest, it is a great time.
Oh, absolutely. And there's even a bigger tent this year because they needed more room. So they're making it even bigger and bigger. Bigger and better.
Yes.
I talk to
And it is very authentic.
Oh, yeah.
When they hand you that brew or that brat,
mm-hmm.
you say danke.
Yeah. The band flown in from Germany. Even the benches you sit on, I believe, are brought in from Germany. Seriously. No, I'm serious.
No.
Tom can correct me on that, but I believe that they are.
Maybe they were at one point, but then they kept... No.
I believe it's true.
No, it's not.
No, I believe it's true.
No. Just to get a local tent company and chairs is expensive enough.
I know.
There'd be no money left over for the charity.
I'm just saying.
No, it's authentic.
Yeah.
I don't think it's that authentic.
Okay.
You think it is?
Would you put lunch on it?
Ooh. I still owe you one from like 7 years ago.
Yeah, but then that restaurant's not even open anymore.
No, so I'm off the hook.
You outlasted it. Wow, that's the... You know... That is determination. When someone owes you lunch, or my dad would say, I'd rather owe it to you than beat you out of it. But you literally put it off long enough that the business is no longer open.
Well,
that's determination.
I forgot about it, Greg, because you never reminded me.
Just once a month. Or so.
Or so. Hey, tonight, World Series.
Oh, man.
You got the Yanks at the Dodgers tonight. Look, I don't really have a dog in that fight, but... I mean, this is like a classic. You know, yeah. I mean, these are iconic teams. They got big stars. I mean, that Shohei Ohtani, man, he is
amazing,
all world, so awesome.
Yeah.
But you know, you got Giancarlo and Aaron Judge. I mean, the Yankees, both teams. I mean, they're loaded with talent, and should be exciting no matter what. And it's the World Series. There's something about it, you know. It's it's October. And
little fall ball for you there.
Yeah, there you go.
Gotta love it.
All right. And plus, you know, there's no Gator game this weekend. So
that's why everything else in the area is this weekend.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, so much. Yeah. So many things.
Well, you got the whole Haunted Trail thing.
Yeah, that started last night, goes on tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah, that's Soldiers Freedom Outdoors puts that on. Go to soldiersfreedomoutdoors.org. This is in the Keystone area. It's actually Melrose address officially. But anyway, it's at Camp Freedom is what they call it. And it's behind the giant RV park. Everybody knows where that is. And they're going to have a haunted trail, 1 mile hike, and it all raises funds for active duty and retired military veterans. So, raffles, games, food, music, and scary fun. Woo! Mm-hmm. And so, tonight and tomorrow night, it starts at 8 p.m. for a haunting good time.
Yes. That's fun.
Yeah. Do it. I don't want to do anything like...
I know. It's Friday.
Okay. All right. Let me cover the base. Ready?
Okay. Go for it.
Trump, 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 USA, USA. All right, ready?
Mm-hmm.
Kamala sucks, and so do all the people who support her.
Marxist, Marxist, Marxist.
Bruce Springsteen.
Oh.
Hey, I'm Mr. Blue Collar. I'm the boss.
He's a bazillionaire. He's not.
Cannot relate on any level.
No. Trump relates to the average guy. I think we even saw a story on it this morning how, you know, that's who's coming out and supporting Trump. It's like, real people who labor, who work, not, you know, millionaire singers necessarily, who, I don't know, have a skewed view of what America should be like.
Oh, one of the things I cleaned out from the old house recently is, like, this collector's edition, like the Springsteen, you know, all-world thing. It's probably 25 years old, maybe, something like that. I'm sure somebody would love it. I got to figure out, you know, some way to, like, give that to a charity or something,
right?
To give away,
right?
It wouldn't be anything connected with us because we all hate him.
Yeah.
I used to be a huge fan, huge fan.
But no,
he just too.
He says too many stupid things.
He does
for us to go along with.
Yeah, but anyway, I'll have to figure out a mechanism in which somebody can benefit from it.
Yeah.
And anyway, yeah, he's entertaining. I mean, look, all the folks are going to come out. That support the Democrats, and they're very, very desperate. I mean, polls are looking good. Nothing to rest our laurels on, but things are looking up. Make sure if you haven't voted yet, please vote. Take advantage of the early voting, which a lot of people are, which I did, Greg did.
Yep.
It's easy peasy. It's not hanging over your head. You can go, yeah, man, I tried. I did my part to try to save America.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
All right, plenty to come. 97.3 The Sky. Hang in there and happy Friday. Good morning. Happy Friday. Happy weekend. Come on. 6:50, 10 minutes till 7 o'clock. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. World Series starts tonight. Starting Monday, we'll have tickets to give away for the World Equestrian Center Food and Wine Festival. Always a great time. The event itself is next Saturday. That is November the 2nd. Yes, November is coming up.
Wow.
Really, really soon. But we'll start giving tickets away on Monday, and we've got several pairs.
Yep.
More than several.
Mm-hmm.
Multiple pairs. Even.
Yes.
Yeah. So, get in on that. Pay attention. We'll tell you exactly how that works on Monday. It'll be a code word type thing. All right?
Simple.
So, you got that going on. And let's check in with some of the stories. This, you know, I didn't talk a ton about this. And apparently, there's not a lot more talk about it. It kind of came and went. And I'm talking about North Korea sending troops to possibly fight with Russia.
Mm-hmm.
Seoul says that North Korea's plan to deploy troops to fight with Russia is a grave security threat. North Korea has started sending troops, they believe, to fight Russia and Ukraine. South Korea's spy agency has said, as Seoul warned of a grave security threat, allegation comes and After Ukrainian President Zelensky said that he believed 10,000 North Korean soldiers could join the war based on intel information.
Hmm.
The South Korean president called for a security meeting on Friday today and said the international community must respond with all available means. According to the spy agency, 1,500 troops have already arrived. They believe that the figure will end up being closer to 12,000. Evidence mounts that North Korea is supplying Russia with ammunition, recently demonstrated by the recovery of a missile in Ukraine's Poltava region. So we'll continue to keep an eye on that. And what do you say? What do you say to the international community? You know, they go, hey, it's not fair. They're bringing in these other soldiers. To which somebody could say, yeah, but is it fair that Ukraine is getting all this funding and weapons from the U.S.? Isn't that similar?
Support.
Yeah, they're not using their actual soldiers, but they're utilizing, you know, warring resources as in a proxy.
Yeah, that's fair.
How you can go? Yeah, go to the. You can go to the. Who are you going to go to?
Well, which is more dangerous—a very large bomb or a couple of guys with guns? You know, so perspective.
Just all we have to do is hang in there. In there.
Yeah.
January 20th.
Oh.
You're going to see. It's not going to happen on that day, but Trump will work things out. He will. He's done it in the past. And Vladimir Putin did not act up under the Trump administration. He did during the previous Obama one, for sure. And he did during the Biden one.
Patterns, yes.
Yeah, absolutely. And put, you know, China on notice. We're going to be pushing us around the South China Sea. That's going to come to an end. And then you've got Bill Clinton out there campaigning for Kamala, but admitting that she is extremely vulnerable as a candidate. And if there's one thing that Bill Clinton's an expert on,
yes,
vulnerable women.
Does it surprise you that he would actually say that? Why would you, if you're out campaigning for someone? Because the Democrats don't really necessarily, I don't think, do anything by accident. Why would he say that out loud so that would be put out in the press?
Joe double dared him and slid him a 50. Yeah. Yeah. Vice President Kamala Harris is extremely vulnerable. Oh, vulnerable to crazy attacks from Republicans.
Mm.
Oh, crazy.
Crazy.
Attacks.
Uh-huh.
A crazy attack like you're Hitler, you're a fascist, you want to be a dictator. Right?
Those are crazy attacks, but unfortunately, they're on Donald Trump.
Yeah. Yeah. So what's he talking about? Crazy attacks.
Because when you say that she was the border czar and she helped keep the border open, that's not an attack because that's just a statement of fact. And it's crazy that she did it, but it's not crazy that anybody talks about it.
She is extremely vulnerable, more vulnerable than she deserves to be these crazy attacks, Clinton said. So they've been thinking, the Republicans all this time, how can we go on the attack? Again, he's doing the Marxist playbook.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the Democrats have done, attacking Donald Trump, not politically straight up, not man on man or anything else, using the judicial system in every way, shape, or form that they can. And continue to do, to try to bring him down. Not let the people decide who should be the next leader.
Right.
They can't take that chance. So they've been throwing everything, and including the kitchen sink, at him.
But they said Donald Trump was going to be, you know, using the justice system to go after Democrats.
They tell you what they do. They call you what they are. That's exactly how it's been working. I'm telling you, they don't believe in God. Their God is Karl Marx. Really? And his teachings.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We're approaching 7:57 on the Bob Rose Show. Don't forget, you can download the Bob Rose Show podcast wherever you normally get your podcast. Click on subscribe, and we certainly appreciate that. Coming up in an hour, we're going to talk to Ludi Bond from the Forestry Service. A lot more coming as well. All right, so don't go anywhere. 97.3, The Sky, Friday.